Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Love Hour Lovecast. I'm your host, Ms. Kev on Stage, and I am joined, as always, by my husband and co-host,
the Kev on Stage.
And you made your cue today.
Yes. Last week, I was off my game. I'm pretty much back now.
You're back today. If you are new here, thank you so much for joining us. The Love Hour is a podcast that I do with my husband where we discuss life, love, relationships, and the pursuit of happiness.
And sex.
And sex.
Which is happiness.
And love, languages. I guess. We are not experts. We draw on our personal experiences and our own revelations. So if you hear something that resonates with you, strikes a nerve with you, seek professional counseling.
If you hear something, seek professional counseling.
Keep listening to the podcast. Give us 5 stars. Comment, rate, review us.
Apple Podcasts. Spotify.
Do all of those things. But Spotify. Also, we are not professionals. So most definitely, we encourage you to go out and seek a professional.
Yeah, they're going to sue us. Ha ha.
Because mental health is important.
This is for entertainment purposes only.
Chaz, for entertainment purposes only.
Don't sue us, man. We got children.
Hello. And not that much money, okay? Okay, so we're going to start the podcast as we always do with a That or This with Kevin List.
That or This with Kevin List.
Are you the new spokesperson, theme person?
For what?
For that segment?
Yes.
Oh, you are?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Do you offer dollars for sponsoring that segment? I would take all your dollars.
Everything's for sale.
Your question? Have you thought about it?
I have. Here's my That or This.
Okay.
Movies. Would you rather only be able to watch Tyler Perry movies or scary movies?
Tyler Perry.
Really?
I don't like scary movies at all. I don't like going to bed scared. I don't like waking up scared. As a matter of fact, you were gone like 5 or 6 days this past week?
Yes, but I'll never leave you.
Okay. You were out of town.
I'm out of town. I will leave. Yes, you always come
I was about to say, child, you was gone for like 5-6 days.
Oh, you was gone too. You Tuesday, went to your baby shower.
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Yeah, but mine overlapped and I got home before you still.
You did.
So anyway, I went and during that time, I never actually go to sleep peacefully when you're gone. I always have a hard time going to sleep.
It's tough when you got a strong protective man around. And those muscles that aren't around when he's around, I'd be afraid too.
I struggled going to sleep, and I was up late working and writing and doing a bunch of different things. And I was hearing all sorts of types of noises to the point. I don't know if I told you this. Did I tell you this? Okay, I told my sisters.
Okay, well, you're telling them stuff before you tell me.
Hello, because I was with them this weekend.
We need to seek professional help.
We do. So listen, but let me tell you my story. So I'm in the bed, and I'm convinced someone is in the house. And this is like multifaceted ridiculousness that is my life. To the point where I grabbed my laptop, put it on the group chat with me, you, Nick, and Mel. Me, you, Mel, and
Greg.
They're my brother, my sister, and my brother-in-law that's in LA. So I could quickly type help. But I also had the flashlight on my phone shined on the doorway.
You're just going to blind them?
Listen, I just wanted to be...
Right, this from your eyes.
I wanted to be...
taking my life
away. I didn't know what to do. I wanted to be, fully aware that I could see, someone coming around the corner or, their shadow. I don't know. I just wanted to be, aware and prepped so I can type help and yell to the kids to get out the house. But then this is also what's ridiculous. I convinced myself... So we listened to this podcast called... I think it's Criminal. Anyway.
That's your problem. You listen to all them criminals, that's why getting abducted.
And that's why I couldn't do scary movies. That's the whole point of these stories. So listen, we listened to this podcast. I think it's called Criminal. And there was an episode where this lady was in an apartment and there was a homeless man sleeping in her house, living in her house. Did you listen to this episode?
There was a homeless man
living in her house and she disturbed him and he freaked out, left. She called the cops. It was this whole big deal. I convinced myself that there was a homeless man living in my beauty room And because I woke, I was up later than I should have been, I messed up his schedule. And so he was like, normally I leave during this time. Normally I eat during this time. But Melissa, if you're awake, so now I can't leave. So he was just kind of like, I imagine someone just in the living room like, I don't know what to do. But they were making noises and I could hear them. And I was like, what if he's angry?
There's a door in your beauty room. Why wouldn't he just go out the door?
Because logic wasn't helping me at this point. I have no reasons. All I know was that I was scared and I was convinced that someone was going to come into the house and murder me and you weren't there to protect me. And this is the reason.
If he comes in the house, he's just murdering both of us because I'm not the defensive type. I'm going to be like, sir, murder me first as I defend her honor. I did. Remember when we were first married? I was like, let me buy a gun.
I still am anti-guns though.
But I need the shoddy. That sound. Universal, you shouldn't be here.
Yeah, that is true, but no.
Let me buy one.
No. Okay, so that's my answer, and that's one. The reason why, and that just happened. Today's Tuesday. That happened 4 days ago. That's why I
couldn't have a gun. You were more likely to kill me.
And that's what I'll be
trying
of.
To surprise you. Now I'm dead. Because now you're going to be scared forever.
I am way too scary, and I literally, and actually this happens all the time, when you are gone, I will convince myself that someone... I remember a couple weeks ago, I was convinced that somebody was in the house. So when I walked in the door... I'm so ridiculous.
You flash a light on them?
No.
My retina. No,
this is worse. Eek. Shut up. I don't know why I thought that was a good idea, but in my mind, it made sense. It was the only thing I could do.
That thing ain't even bright.
Yes, it is. In the middle of the night, it's bright.
Not from... you ain't. What are you going to do? They'd be like, oh, I can see you clearly now, stab. Thanks. Didn't know exactly where you were, but now I do.
I don't know. I was trying to scare them off from coming in the room. But listen.
So walk through this. A guy comes in with a knife. He's like, I'm going to kill you. Like.
No. Can't. No. Because I
never expected that.
No, I had it flashed on the door the whole time.
So what was that going to do?
Letting you know I'm awake.
She's awake. I thought you were asleep. Gotta go. Next time, you better be awake. Better not be awake.
Shut up and listen to my story.
I want you to think through what happens when the killer sees your light.
You don't have logic when you're afraid. You don't have logic. Listen to this. A couple of weeks ago, I was afraid.
She's just going to put sunglasses Shut on. Now,
yes. Listen, I was so scared that someone was in the house. I convinced myself before I got in the house that somebody was in the house. I don't know why I thought this. I don't know. I have
the Bible
no reason.
Says, for God has not given us a spirit of fear.
Well, he gave it to me. So I... walked in the house and was like so convinced that somebody was in there. I opened the drawer, pulled out a knife, and left the kids in the kitchen and went to my room ready to stab somebody.
You ain't Arya Stark. You need to stop.
I don't watch Game of Thrones. I don't get the reference. The point is I will be Arya Stark and I will be killing people if I need to. And I don't like being scared. So Tyler Perry it is.
Well, go to bed then.
That's the problem. I can't go to bed because I be Why? Hearing noises.
Drink a little bit of warm milk.
Ew, that's gross.
That was my grandma's answer to air. I can't sleep. Warm milk. You know, I'll be sleeping fine. I'm not a cat.
What's your answer?
Tyler Perry movies. I'm terrified of scary movies. I was trying to support the blacks and watch
Why
Us.
Why would he give me a hard time for 20 minutes and then say
I
the exact same
thing? I gave you a hard time
thing.
For trying to shine a light in a killer's eye. Not your choice.
No, I wasn't trying to shine a light in their eye. I was trying to deter them from killing me.
With the cell phone flashlight?
Yes.
There's somebody sitting free right now who should be in jail. Like, man, I was going to go stab somebody, but they had a cell phone light. And I was just like, you know what? Should I even be in the crime business? It's like when they shine a light on me, I saw myself for the first time.
That's what I'll be trying to do.
They just
Let
drop
people
the knife
see their
and
soul.
They go and join the Peace Corps. I would watch Tyler Perry movies. I hate scary movies. I had went years without watching one until Get Out.
I think the last one Get I saw Out was that scary, though.
Well, I mean, it was classified as a scary movie. It didn't end up being scary. But I think the last one I saw before that was Hostel. And that was a long time ago.
Oh, I don't think
ago.
I saw that.
We did. We saw it in Chicago together. It's not memorable, though. And then I saw Us. And like 15 minutes in the movie, I was like...
I haven't seen
it. I could have supported him without seeing it personally.
Hello?
Because I don't like Betty Mush this thing. And Lupita's voice was... I didn't like it. I was just like, yeah.
We're not scary movie people. That's the point.
No. We're savior servants of the Lord.
Save servants of the Lord. Me too. I don't like being scared. I'd be scared for too long. Okay. So, and I do listen to way too many crime podcasts.
You don't need to ingest scary stuff when you're scary.
I listen to all the crime podcasts, unsolved mystery podcasts, all the things.
Oh my God. That was the scariest thing ever.
And then go to bed like, I think someone's in here to kill me.
I'll show you. The brightness was down. See, that's what was going to happen. He was going to be like, ah, you would have had me. That was your answer.
Shut up. That's why you can't get rid of it. I need my phone.
I'm sorry.
Okay, moving on.
I'm moving to today's
topic. We are going to answer listener questions. I have one, and we'll see how long it takes us. And if we need to answer a second one, we will.
Okay, baby. Okay, girl.
It's going to be a deeper, not just like the quick fire off questions.
Deeper.
Okay. First question. Husband and I were both virgins when we were married 19 years ago.
Amen. So were we.
Okay. Lies. I love trying new things. He doesn't. I have done everything to him. That was all caps to him. And I love it. But he's never performed oral sex on me. I have
No. Why? Say it and so.
Yeah, you're so annoying.
It's unfair. It's not right. You cannot taste of the garden. You have not taste of the garden, the sweetness of the peach. Why you do not lick upon? You must lick upon. It must be licked upon. Everybody like it. People like it. They talk about it. I like it better much.
Shut up.
Oh, under service. She hadn't had an oil change in 3,000 miles.
I have.
Her engine going to start to break down. Need moisture up in there.
Shut up, Kevin. I've asked him about it several times, and he says he has no problem doing it, but he wants to wait until the perfect time. Bruh, there hasn't been a perfect time in almost 20 years. It makes me wonder what the
real... Almost 20 years?
It makes me wonder what the real reason is, and it makes me feel insecure like there's something wrong with me.
Oh, God.
What should I do? I'm a freak, and he's not. I want to explore more, but he's so reserved. He thinks he's a freak, but he's not. Isn't the man supposed to be the freak?
He think he a freak, and he don't dine upon the nethers?
In the relationship, why do you have me reading? Where's the art in here? I'm fulfilled during sex, but want to try more freaky stuff in the bedroom. I admit it makes my mind and thoughts wander. We'll skip that part. Okay, so anyway.
Because I'm going to be a freak until the day, until the dawn. Because we can put a pump.
I wonder how many of our listeners do, though.
Dina Howard? They better know.
Okay, so
you know that, Dina?
Oh, you do? He's a baby, he knows. I know. Okay.
Dang, cuz. 20 years?
20 years.
It was a perfect time. 40 more years.
I might lick it. Shut up. You're so annoying.
He's probably afraid. He probably think it tastes like a 9-volt battery. He like, ah. Remember when you were a kid and you used to lick a 9-volt battery?
I never did that.
You didn't?
No.
Y'all never licked a 9-volt battery and get shocked?
No.
Somebody did it. It shocks you.
Serena, you did it? DC said, you're outvoted.
Oh, no, I see it, but somebody did.
Eek, I didn't like it. Good night.
You know, so, it's kind of like 40-year-old virgin, though. He was saying, Steve Carell, mm-hmm. He was saying that, like, he tried it. He tried to have sex. This time it didn't happen. That time it didn't happen. And the more he didn't do it, harder it was.
It does
and then at some
harder.
Point in time, he was just like, all right, man,
But this is the other thing. Beyond that, you can actually believe that you want to do something and never, like, purposely try to make it happen. And not that it's, like, on purpose, like, intentionally, but, like, I don't really know how to start this. I really don't know how to do this. I really don't know how.
There's a certain picture I've been waiting for that I have not yet received.
I never said I was sending that.
But you said you was open to it. You were That's like, all I said. I don't know how. This how? Bra off. Camera. Do the light that you was turning on, turn it this way. Nipple. Snap. Type. Kevin. Send. That's how you start.
You're not in my phone as Kevin, so shut up.
that's right. But that's if you wanted to begin, that's what most people do is they turn the camera on, lift, post. Or snap.
See, that's the problem. It's posting.
Nah, just do it at home. Do it at home.
So the point is that you could want to do
it. Take it on my phone. Take it on my phone.
No.
Then you don't have to sit. This is a great idea. This is a great idea.
Because hacking can still happen.
No, I got it. I got the, you know, I got that app that's encrypted. It's got that special, special. Okay, go ahead.
The point is that you could think that you want to try something and truly, honestly, like, really want to and just not really know how to, like,
that's
pursue
fair.
That. And so that's probably where he is. And I think it's important to note that, like, the thought of, like...
Sorry, hold on. The visual about being unsure about that, you're like, I don't know what this...
not. I can't. I go to sleeping now. Eek! It's looking at me. I can't. That look, it sees me.
I don't mean to make fun.
I was about to say, you're not encouraging this man.
But he didn't write the question.
He didn't write the question. And I actually really appreciate, and I actually think I want to have a therapist on the show that can speak to high desire women.
Yeah.
Because that's not usually the case.
Yeah, I think that'd be good. Because it's not usually the case, but you've had a good amount of listeners who are high desire women, and that's against stereotype.
Yeah, and statistics.
Or against norm. And
against the norm. So I think it's important to make sure that I have someone who can speak to them and give them like tools or whatever. So speaking of women, we have a sponsor for the podcast today that is minority-owned, women-owned, all the things owned, and I am here for it. I had an opportunity to talk to, I believe she's the owner or maybe like a co-founder. Don't quote me on that because I'm not quite sure. But I had a conference call with her last week, like Thursday or something. I don't remember. It was last week. The point is that she was explaining to me about the product. I have all the issues with my skin. I am one of those people that suffers from adult acne. It's more under control now than it has been in a long time. But I am one of those people. So I'm always on the hunt for like skincare products and like the ingredients. And I tried like even this coffee, I got almond milk instead of cow's milk because that'd be having inflammation and be doing all type of stuff. It'd be a lot. And then hormonally, it'd be all the things.
No dairy porn against you shall prosper.
Yeah, I wish. Is that a prayer?
It is.
I need to pray it every day. Every single day. So this product is, it's called Meltdown, and the name of the company is Bloom. That's B-L-U-M-E. Yes. And again, I was really impressed. So I just want to tell this background, and then I'll tell you about the product. So as we're talking to, or as I was talking to, I believe she's one of the co-founders. I'm like, so I was looking on your website, and girl, I saw like a lot of people of color, which isn't common. Mm-hmm. Like you don't normally see that. So I was like, are you like black owned, minority owned? She was like, oh no, we are definitely minority owned. And we were trying to find products that, you know, it work with our complexion, because when you're a deeper complected person, the products on the market don't always work the same. No. And so having a product that's like specifically designed for melanated skin is always something that I'm on the lookout for. So anyway, I tried their Meltdown. It's called Meltdown by Bloom. It's an acne like ointment, like spot treatment that you put on. And it worked.
Amen.
It did. And I was like, okay.
Because your skin be, your my skin be like, because ain't nothing going to work on me. Proactive? Nah, get off me.
So like resistant. My skin is very resistant. It is very just resistant. We are the resistance.
Your skin be protesting.
It does.
No, we won't go.
It is so just ridiculous and dumb. So anyway, this is, so let me tell you about it, child.
The product is called
Meltdown. It is a safe and effective spot treatment for pimples, breakouts, and blemishes that leaves your skin clear and glowy. It uses a unique blend of essential oils, including black seed oil, rosehip oil, and tea tree oil. Tea tree is good. It reduces the size of redness and pimples overnight, and they completely disappear within 3 to 4 days. Mine, it took about 2 to 3 days. It wasn't 4 days. Apply it when you feel a spot about to erupt and keep it from seeing the light of day. It does not contain harsh chemicals, benzoyl peroxide, salicylic acid, sulfates, or parabens. And I was intrigued because all acne medications contain salicylic acid.
Salicylic acid is,
yeah, it's like, I know about but that. It can be very drying if you use it too much. So this doesn't dry your skin. It's vegan and cruelty free. It's pregnancy safe. They have a 30-day satisfaction guarantee, so you can try it risk free or your money back. And I love guarantees like that.
Me too. You only guarantee stuff like that when you know you're not about to have to get
them. Exactly. So you can go to their website, meetbloom, that's BLUME.com, for hundreds of verified 5-star reviews. So right now, our listeners will get a 25% off and free shipping when you text OUR, that's just H-O-U-R, to 797979. This is a special offer that you can't get anywhere else, and you support the Love Hour. And by supporting our sponsors, you support the Love Hour. So again, text OUR, H-O-U-R, to 797979. If you don't love it, return it for a full refund, no questions asked. And they have my support. They have my my stamp of approval. I tried it. I should have brought the little thing. I tried it and it worked. They also have deodorant, which the review is coming in for that because they're going to send it to me because nice. I was intrigued by it. Okay. So
back to eating the box.
Back to eating the box. So I wanted to talk about the
you know
fact.
What's interesting about this before you go on? For men, here's an interesting thing about it. Movies, sex, man to man, it's not talked about to please your wife or your girlfriend.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's all just get what you got to get. So, you know, it's counterintuitive to manliness as you're raised to make sure your wife is pleased. So, and what I was surprised to find out, because obviously I didn't have any sex talk with my parents or anything like that, most women do not orgasm from straight penile, vaginal action. And
penile and vaginal.
Yeah, penile system.
Penetration.
Penetration. Straight rah, 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 ram in the bush. It'd be like, bro, that's
for you. You and these visuals that'd is be, too much.
But that's what the movies tell you.
Sure.
So it's interesting that if it's likely that things aren't happening if your husband's not doing those other type of things,
sure.
Then, like, you know, in roller coasters, when you go, oh, that felt great, that probably not happened. you know the roller coaster you get on where it just gives you,
I don't ride
it's like a
coaster.
Tram, and you're just like, oh, I go from here to here. That's happening. But the ooh, that's not happening. That probably not happen.
You're so annoying. So the point is, or not the point, but what do you have? Do you have oh, I know what I wanted to say, because, Shell, you got me everywhere. That sexual incompatibility is common.
Oh, yeah.
In relationships. So it's quite common that even if you and your spouse both, or you and your significant other, both have high sex drive, it's still likely that one of you has a higher sex drive than the other.
The chance of even thinking about, like, we live together, right? Mm-hmm. We can wake up at the same exact time.
Sure.
We'll be hungry at different times. Mm-hmm. We'll be more tired. We'll eat different amount of foods. Like, so having the exact time that you want to have sex, it's nearly impossible.
Yeah.
Or the exact desire. And you also have to factor in, like, how you feel about the day, how you feel about yourself, whether you're tired, whether you're a little sick, you're a little whatever, under the weather, or whatever the case is. Like, for example, I travel a lot, right? So I miss you probably more than you miss me, not negatively. But we've talked about this. If I'm at home with the boys and you're gone for the weekend, the person who's away from the house feels the missing more. Because at least so you're in the house. So when I be on the road, I'd be like, bro, let's just be men everywhere, all up in the van, farting, burping. And I'd be like, man, get out of here. I want to go home to soft woman. And I'd be in them hotel rooms all alone. I'm talking about, good night, Kevin. Good night. I love comedy, don't I? So I said all that to say it makes sense. But we since we don't talk about it, you just assume. Like a lot of marriage stuff, you assume, like, okay, I want to have sex. It's funny, me and you be going to bed, like, we'd be talking, we be having the conversations before, you know, sex. You're like, hey, we have sex, we need to connect and stuff like that. So sometimes I'd be like, maybe I should talk more. You'd be like, look, if you don't hurry up, I'm going to be asleep. I didn't know how much we needed to talk. So, like, that part of the, like, that just never really lines up evenly.
Sure.
So, especially if you have a higher desire and lower desire, you're never going to even be on the same playing field.
Right.
So what you have to do is, like, begin I don't want to say a process, but maybe like I guess it's a process.
Strategy.
A strategy. You have to create a strategy for getting to a place where you probably are never going to feel like equal, but that doesn't mean you don't have a great sex life.
Exactly.
You know, I don't think you have to feel equal.
And I think that's an important note that you bring up, which is that just because you may not be sexual incompatible, meaning you're not, your sex drives aren't equal.
Right.
Okay. So just because that you and your spouses or significant other sex drive isn't equal or on the same playing field doesn't mean that you can't still have a prosperous sex life.
Yes.
You can develop and implement strategies to circumvent that gap.
Yes.
Okay. So I'm happy you agree. And it's important to note that just because as a lower desire or as a higher desire, that because she said, I feel like there's something wrong with me. One important note is not owning or feeling like there is something wrong with me. Even if you're like, if you're against the like stereotype or statistically women have a lower desire, I have a higher desire. Is something wrong with me? Because all these women, no, there's nothing wrong with you. As a man, if you're the opposite, you have a lower desire. Is something wrong with me? No.
Yeah.
You don't, it's just your biology, like your makeup, your upbringing has a lot to do with it.
So I was watching Sopranos, right? Just rewatched it a couple months ago just because I loved it. In Italian culture, it was considered non-manly to go down on your wife, right? So one dude did it, one of the guys did it, and his friends were like busting his balls and stuff. He was like, why would you tell him? You know, he ain't supposed to be doing that. So a lot of it
is culture.
The wife had told the other guy, another friend's wife, so it got out.
Gotcha.
But depending on the time, because I remember people didn't talk about this as openly 10, 15 years ago. So I don't think a lot, especially like manly man, you know, man, I'll never do that. I'm a man. You know what I mean? It wasn't so freely talked about it. And honestly, as coming from a man, this is probably sounds ignorant, but you assume that because it feels good to you, it feels good to them.
Right.
So I'm like, man, straight P and VG, I take it all day long.
Right.
I'm like, there's no way you don't allow that. Right. I remember one time I was like, I asked you, this was that long. I was like, what does that feel like? You're just like, it's pressure mainly. I was like, not good or not necessarily good or bad. Sometimes it might be like a scrape of goodness, but it's just, you know, pressure. But the nerve endings aren't, the pleasure parts are not in the same place.
Right.
Like inside your vagina, the penis is in there. There's no pleasure principles in there. The pleasure principles are up top. They're like, hey, I'm up here. Come and visit me with various things. But if the penis is just go out, but the pleasure principle is all up here. It's untouched.
I'm going to tell you guys right now, if you're listening to this episode, watch it.
But I'm telling you, as a man,
Serena and Dizzy are in the back, trying so hard not to laugh out loud.
But you don't know that. Because I'm thinking, it's like good food. I make this analogy a lot, right? I hate red onions.
Right.
You love red onions.
I do love red onions.
And you pick a sandwich. If I buy the sandwich red onions, I'm not hungry no more.
Right.
I'm like, ugh. And you love that.
If it's on the chicken sandwich, it's bomb.
Yeah. So that's kind of how it is for sex. Like, just because you like it or it doesn't mean I'm having the same effect. But when you're eating that, you're like, man, I bet everybody likes this.
How do you not like this? It's
how
so
do you
good.
Not like? How does this not taste good? How does it not feel good? And that's the thing about sex. We have to understand that. And that's what something I had to understand. I mean, I wasn't averse to it, but some people are. Mm-hmm. But I think as a husband or wife, whatever, like you, it should be in your desire to make sex pleasurable
for
to
both
your partner.
You and your spouse, right?
Yeah, for you and your spouse. And if I mean, it's kind of hard when it's hard for me not to understand, but it's just hard. If you were to say, I want to do this exact thing for me to be like, we'll wait for a little bit. Like I don't know. I just feel like I'd have some reservations, but we do need to get to how do they get to a point? I know you wrote something down.
Oh, you wanted me to get to the strategies?
No. I just feel like I don't want to miss that part. I guess I know we probably won't miss it, but. Yeah,
are you just done talking now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Remember this when I said the funny thing?
Okay. So I wanted to just bring this point because you said I want to make sure we say it again, that sexual incompatibility or having an unequal or a sex drive gap. I actually like that better.
Sex drive gap.
Yeah, that's better than incompatibility, right?
Yes. Fall into the gap.
Yeah. I think because when you say incompatibility,
it means like maybe we're not right for
each
other.
Yes. That's like the connotation that comes to my mind as well. But I couldn't think of it. Like that's what when you research this, it's always like sexual incompatibility. And then I just said sex drive gap. And I was like, I like that better.
Sex drive gap is a better connotation.
Yeah. Okay. Remind me that I like that instead. Yeah. Okay.
SDG.
Sex drive gap. Okay. So in order to like bridge that gap or to like accommodate, I don't know, the sex drive gap, there are strategies that we believe that you can implement.
I want to say something before we get to the strategy. If her husband's listening to this or she wants to play this part, what I think we have to do when it comes to sex, when it's something you are really uncomfortable with, but you want to do, it's just like most things, right? You have to build up to
I agree with you.
I feel like to go straight to it when you haven't done anything is like, okay, a lot. So maybe part of it, because like if you're a man and you're just like, Shay's just mostly missionary position or whatever, it's mostly penis, P and vagina. Then you don't really have an up close relationship with that part of her body. You know what I mean? You're at her face or whatever, but you're not like, you're not, sure. That's not an intimate thing. So maybe just like Shamira was saying, for women to get to know their V-date. Body, have a V date. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe just look at it, just peek and say, oh, hello. I'm me, husband. What are you doing? How do you like to spend your day? You know what I mean? It's like, so maybe your first thing is just to get comfortable with what it looks like.
You're being funny, but lightweight, you're telling the truth.
Yeah.
Because I absolutely agree that you have to develop. It is so easy. And this is just like from experience as a like lower desire spouse, mm-hmm. and just LDS. As lower desire person, LDP. That if you don't develop practical steps to accomplish whatever is the end goal, mm-hmm. you will forever say, I think I would like to try that.
Yes.
And never actually take the steps to get there.
It'll seem unattainable. So like when I wanted to lift 225,
uh-huh.
the first step isn't let me throw 225 on the rack.
Sure.
The first step is to get a gym membership.
Right.
And do some research.
Thank you for taking it way back to the gym membership and not just lift the bar.
Just let me get a gym membership. Let me start. You know what I mean? Like, then it'll maybe even do push-ups. I was talking to Greg, who just started training me, and he was saying that, you know, a lot of your bench press mechanisms is your back muscles. Mm. And when you're actually bench pressing, most of your strength is from lowering the bar down, not pushing it up.
I believe that.
The reflective part, that's much harder than just. So he's like, when people are just throwing it up like that, that's a lot easier. Mm-hmm. So he's like, really, to do bench press, you should do push-ups first.
Makes sense.
Because you get used to pushing that weight up. So you have to take that.
Come on here. That was a full revelation. Yeah.
So what you want to do, I imagine, is get comfortable with that part of the body. Because Absolutely. If you haven't got it can be intimidating.
Absolutely. That was good, Kev.
I'm not just jokes.
No, you were jokey, but you were funny. I mean, you were serious. There was points to your jokes along the way. All right. So while we're talking about pleasuring women, Mother's Day is coming up.
Mother's Day is coming
up.
And
I don't care, Nan, about segues.
You know, that was a good one, actually.
It was. Thank you.
I got a doozy of a gift for you.
Do you?
Oh.
So Kevin and I have this unspoken competition. Actually, it's not unspoken. He just spoke it the other day because he's so competitive and he thinks he has to win me at everything. And I definitely said win me instead of beat me. He feels like he has to beat me at he feels like he has to beat everybody at everything. Yes. He's actually kind of a jerk when it comes to competition.
Kind of.
No, yeah, you're right. Full. All the way. He's a full on.
I accept it's part of me. It's part of the Frederick's blood. I have it. Jason has it. JoJo has it. Yeah, Isaiah is you.
Yeah, I don't care that much. However, I'm about to win the thing for your birthday. So just know that.
But I'm going to win for Mother's Day.
You won't.
And I want to help you guys win for Mother's Day because
we're going to help you win.
Canvas has a great gift for you.
And not just that. So they, Canvas people actually sponsored the podcast last week. And someone said that they got it for their anniversary.
It's
so universal.
Yes. Because of
social
media.
It's such a flexible gift.
I've actually kind of, this made me sad a little bit. But the only reason I did it, I'm not that sad, is because we do it. Mm-hmm. One thing I really miss about cameras on phones is printed out pictures.
Right, me too.
Photo albums, mm-hmm. you know, like that blown up stuff. Like, you know, I have that photo album in my office.
Yeah.
We have the canvas in our living room. Right. Like, we have it.
I have like three, actually.
Yeah, we have printed pictures everywhere. And mm-hmm. I like that. And I think because we have technology, we've so much on the Instagram and Facebook, we forget how much of a great gift great picture is. And this is like, thing I like about this is it's already, you don't need to frame it. It already comes done. And people don't have it. So like I said last week, when people come to our house for the first time, it is literally the first thing. And that picture, by the way, we should do another one and update it because we just look different. I used to have hair back then and I'd just be looking at it like. But it's a dope piece of art in your house. And it's like, man, the boys were so young then.
Yeah. So this is a great gift. They are, again, sponsoring the podcast one more time. This will be your last opportunity. I don't think they are sponsoring us next week. So get it today. When you listen to this podcast, listen to me carefully. So this is the offer. It's freaking fantastic because free is in there. Okay. So this is the offer. For a very limited Mother's Day offer, canvaspeople.com is offering their popular 11x14 photo canvas for free. Serena, did you order yours? Mm-hmm. Serena ordered hers. That's right, free. They're normally sell for $69.99, but this week only, you'll pay nothing, just cover shipping. To get your free canvas, text Kevin, that's K-E-V-I-N, to 484848. Just pay for shipping. The offer won't last, so again, text Kevin to 484848. That's right, it's Kevin, K-E-V-I-N, to 484848. And tomorrow we'll link a direct swipe up link in our story, so if you don't text, you can go straight to it and get the
offer.
And
that's at the Love Hour podcast on the gram.
Yes.
Over 10K. Shout out to Serena and Melissa.
It's like at 12.
Is it at 12?
Yeah. Yeah, I was going to say it's close to 13.
Dang. Congratulations, guys. You're doing amazing things.
Yeah. So thank you guys so much for supporting us, and thank you so much for support. And we got, just really quick tidbit, someone commented that we have the best sponsors on the podcast.
You need to thank Melissa for that.
I'm so picky. And the reason is,
she is so picky. There's been ones we turned down that have been like, girl, is you out of your mind? But she only does ones that we believe in and would use. I was actually just thinking this would be a dope gift for my mom for Mother's Day.
Yeah, I'm about to do it too.
And that would take care of me, because she would not expect that at all. So I think I'm about to text Kevin to the number.
To 48.
But that, you should thank Melissa for that, because I would take any ad available. I would, heroin, listen, it's got a bad rap, but what you got to understand is we wouldn't even have good jazz music if it wasn't for heroin. So what I want y'all to do is try a little bit. Like, I would do that, but Melissa is very particular about what we accept, and she'd rather not take an ad than to take one that she didn't believe in.
And speaking of which, again, just really quickly on that same note, there was one sponsor that we had. We did one read for. We received some feedback on it, and we did.
And we canceled it.
And we canceled it. And shout out to,
because we want y'all to believe in us and want our word to mean something.
And we lost money.
But it's more important that we have good relationships with you than that
I
we
agree.
Get paid. It's not like we have kids going to college or anything. What's college anyway?
So make sure you get that canvaspeople.com. We'll have a swipe up link in our story tomorrow. In the meantime, text Kevin to 484848. Okay, strategies. Strategy number one. And this is actually kind of funny, because I believe in another life, I am an LMFT, because I'd be thinking of stuff like on my own, like God just be giving me all these revelations. And then I go and research and I'd be like, oh, people that be exists. Doing this.
But that means great minds think alike.
It does.
That means you're thinking like the people who are, LMFTs. I mean, the only difference between you and them is that you're not certified. The passion is there.
Yeah, the passion is there. But I think with the certification comes just like the knowledge of like
training,
theories.
Training, for sure.
And,
of course.
And that's what I don't have.
Yeah.
So Kevin and I didn't have a term for it. I was just like, you should name like sexual positions you want to do, and then I'll rank them. It's called a sex menu. I didn't know that. So this is a strategy if you have what? DZ's laughing.
I just laughed because DZ laughed. I don't even know why he laughed.
Sorry.
It's weird. It's like your parents are talking about sex.
Oh,
like,
sorry. What's funny is when Joshua's here, I'm always like, oh, I hate having these conversations with him around. But with you guys, I'm like, whatever, no big deal.
It's because they're in a relationship.
Maybe that's why.
They be having sex.
All right.
Oh, yeah, I'm making
it
weird. Serena was like, I be doing that to my mom. Let me tell you what my brother told me about my mom. Because I always try to like one-up my mom.
Yes.
We've been having this our whole life, make each other awkward ever since I've been married. So my brother was telling me, he had stayed at my parents' house when he was visiting over there. And he was like, my mom was in there making breakfast in the kitchen. He was like, y'all be having sex? My mom be like, He was like, when? My brother's like, when? Y'all don't be having sex. My mom was like, in the morning. Your dad don't be doing that. Your dad don't be taking that much time. He used to be in there and out of there. I was like, why you two my pop like that? I ain't gonna be before you long.
I don't want to know this.
My mom is so funny. She's
out of
the
pocket.
Only one who can make me feel awkward.
Yeah, that's
on
out
this
of pocket.
Earth. She be like, oh, I was like, remember, this is a little worse than this. This is when she got me the best. I'm like, you and dad have sex? She's like, I'm on my period. I was like, why you said that to Kevin? Eek. Why you told me? Okay, you know what? I'm not gonna play this game with you no more. I'm not gonna play this game with you. You're willing to go where I'm not willing to go. So,
and that's how you win.
That's how you win. That I don't play with her no more. She's undefeated.
That's hilarious.
I love
and
her.
She's out of pocket. And we'll buy her gift today.
Yes.
Okay.
We really need to though.
No, I'm with it because I need to send my mama one too. So
yeah, let's just knock all these grandmas
as
out.
As soon as we're done, canvaspeople.com.
Yeah, I'm about to use it.
Okay, so. A strategy to overcome the, what did we call it?
Sex menu.
No, what did I call the gap? Sex drive gap.
Sex drive gap.
What were you about to say?
Sexual desire gap.
Sex drive gap. I like it better.
Okay. What we did is we listened. I'm the higher desire person. Right. So what we were doing, we actually did this last night. We did a, here's what I would like to do.
Yes.
And Melissa said, here's red. Red meaning I am not comfortable with this at this point in time.
So you can do it one of two ways, though, before you get there. Okay. So you can either separately develop a list of things and then rank them, or you can develop a list together.
Okay, we did it together. Yeah.
Yeah, we did it together, but you also could do it separately if that's preferable. And then you rank them red, yellow, green.
Now, the red, yellow, green is the other person saying how comfortable they are with it, right?
Right, so it would typically, well, it could be both, though. Mm-hmm. It could be higher desire, lower desire, because you might have things that you don't want to do either. So it's just more about coming to an agreement of, like, this is what's on the table. And right. You could see, like, what's overlapping.
Yes.
As well. So you come to you create your list, and then you rank them. Red meaning this is a hard no for me.
Hard stop.
And it could be for whatever reason. I think part of that is I think it is important to understand why and see if that hard stop can maybe go into yellow. But I also think it's important to honor a hard stop.
Yeah.
And I do, for me. Me, myself, and I personally, I do try to be introspective and, like, really dive deep into, like, why is this? Is it something that I've been taught? Is it something that I can overcome? Is it a wrong teaching that I'm holding on to? Like, I really do try to, like, come to those conclusions. And at the end of the day,
I try to make you come
okay
to those conclusions.
The point is that I think it is important to identify why you have those hard stops and see if you can overcome them. However, with that said, if you come...
And hold on. I want to say something, too. Okay. I want to give people hope. There were some things in our sexual relationship that were hard stops that became very common practices.
Right.
And some of those took years. And I think sometimes we get discouraged.
Sure.
Because we think, okay, well, she don't like doing this or he don't like doing that. Mm-hmm. That means it will never happen.
Sure.
That doesn't mean that. You know, right. Some things you can change as you grow. And some of it with us was a comfortability thing, because you hadn't had sex at all.
Right.
So to ask you to go from never having sex to 69 is like, hold up.
Right.
I don't even know what the hole is the butt and what ain't the butt. You know what I mean? So... and I think one thing I did well, if I can toot my own horn, when you were uncomfortable with something, I didn't push, like, but I want to do this, 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 I want to do this.
I a little bit disagree, but you can continue.
No, disagree. Do you feel like that? I'm speaking about one thing specifically.
What are you, long time ago?
I'm talking about our first apartment.
Oh, okay. I know what you're talking about. Okay. That might be true.
Okay.
But more recently, not true.
Oh, no. More recently, I was actually kind of mad at myself. I was like, okay, I'll just shut up about it. But one thing that I think is important. So one thing, let me go back to what I wanted to say, because I think this is actually really good. Okay. This is a good thing to do.
Okay.
Within our list, we made our list. Put my things. Melissa said red, yellow.
Hold on. Let me tell what those mean, because you keep cutting me off. That's why.
I keep cutting you off because you keep cutting me off.
Well, we got to do better about cutting each other off. Let me finish this whole thought of red, yellow, green. Okay. Then you can give your date. So red are hard stops. It's important to recognize why they're a hard stop. But it's also okay to recognize this is the reason why, and I'm not at a point that I can change that.
Right.
And fair. I think that your spouse or your significant other needs to honor that.
Yes.
Because the more, when you push, the more I'm going to hold on to my boundary.
And a thing about sex is once you've honored that, you need to really honor it. Because right. What happens is, if you say something is a hard stop, right? Say oral sex, just for example, right? Say you say that's a hard stop. I don't want that done on me. It makes me uncomfortable. I agree. Mm-hmm. And then in the throes of passion, I go for it anyway.
Right.
What you've now broken is the trust.
Absolutely.
And when you have broken trust in sexual relationships, then that is a death blow. Because sex is about comfortability,
and
trust, and vulnerability.
Safety, vulnerability, safety. All of that.
So if you don't feel comfortable that what you say will be respected, then you're not going to be able to free yourself
absolutely.
Up. And part of, like, orgasm, this is not to be funny, this is to be true, is comfort.
Right.
Like, I feel comfortable, I feel safe, right. I know you're going to respect my boundaries, and I'm going to take my mind. If you're the whole thing, he better not try this, you better not try this, yep. You better not try
it's
this.
It's hard to let go.
It's hard to let go. Mm-hmm. And if you can't let go, then you can't let go.
The point is that, and I always say the point is when I just want to, like, that's my segue from the what you just said. But that's so important what you just said, that sex is all about being vulnerable. It's about safety. It's about trust. It's about vulnerability. And without that, it is hard. Like, the red, green, yellow only works if I believe that you are going to respect and honor those things, those boundaries that we have established. Yes. If I feel like you're always going to be trespassing, then I'm not.
There's no reason to put red, yellow, and green.
Exactly. Everything's
red. You don't respect
red.
What I say anyway.
Exactly. Everything's red until I say otherwise, because you're going to do what you want to do anyway. Yeah. So I just need to have a boundary here to stop you.
So what's yellow?
Yellow is, it's just that middle ground. I think I'm open to it. I may not have a path to green, but I know I'm away from red. It's just that middle ground.
It's on the table.
It's on the table. Let's discuss it. And then in the moment where we say this is what we're going to do, or let's do this tonight, whatever is that yellow, I have to be on board with it as well.
Right.
I think you can't. Green is more like the spontaneous, surprise me, I'm down for it. There's no hesitation. There's no resistance. Yellow is you make sure I'm on board, because if you surprise me, it's going to turn into a red.
Right.
Because I didn't say I was all the way comfortable, but you can turn, I believe yellows can turn more easily into like that green zone if you, you know, have a plan. We talk about it and then we get there.
Right.
Okay. So say what you were going to say.
One thing that we just instituted is for things that were yellow.
Yes.
Melissa, this was a great idea. I don't know where you got it from, but I thought
it
was
fantastic. I don't either. And I feel like I'd be making up stuff that are genius, and then I look it up and people be doing it.
I'm going to call it the quarterly bonus.
That's good. I was trying to create a name for it.
Quarterly bonus. So what Melissa said is, look, there's some stuff that I'm not super comfortable with, but I know you want to try, and I want to try as well, but I'm just not there yet. So how about this? On this list of things in your yellow, well, this is before we had the yellow.
I was going to say, we implemented the quarterly
bonus.
We had
the list before. We didn't have the colors.
Right.
Yeah.
So it was a two-part thing.
What dates back, I'm going to tell you what happened. It's when we were going to Europe. You were like, you know, we're going to Europe. Mm-hmm. We're going to be in Paris. Right. I want to give you some stuff.
Right.
So make a list of all the things that you would love to do. And we'll be out of town. We'll be in different countries. Boys won't be there. I'll pick out some that we can do. So that's where we start with our list first. But anyway, so what you said is there's some stuff that's that I'd like to do that we don't normally do, and you pick one, and we'll do it once a quarter.
Mm-hmm.
And for you, it was like, I want to be out of town. I don't want the boys around.
Right.
I want to be in a hotel.
Right.
And we'll pick one. So we picked one. I remember the day. Oh my God, we were in New York. St. Regis Hotel.
Talking.
I'm not going to talk about the thing. I can talk about my dream and how it made me feel. We were at the St. Regis Hotel, 15th floor. But the point is, oh my God, what God did that day, he opened up a new pathway. But what I did was I was like, okay, we can play this game, do it once a quarter. And now that's not something I'm like, okay, let's do it again. Because then that kind of undermines the whole part of that. And maybe that becomes twice a quarter, maybe it becomes a thing, or maybe it's, you know, something you do on your birthday. Mine just happens to be tomorrow. So in addition to whatever gift you had, remember what God did in that day, and maybe he'll do it again. He turned it. The reason that yellow thing turned to green for the quarterly bonus is because I respected the reds.
Right.
And the reds are really important. Like, if you respect the reds, you gain trust.
Yes.
And when you gain trust, everything becomes available to
you. Absolutely.
If you don't have trust, you don't have anything.
Right. Speaking of red, purple. Sorry, Josh. As you guys know, purple are friends of the podcast.
Friends of the potty.
We have officially got our purple mattress.
Let me tell you something about this mattress. When we're on the tours, we stay in okay hotels. Sometimes when we're on vacation, we stay in the world's best hotels. No mattress in any hotel compares to the purple mattress.
Tell us, what are the features? So I'll tell you some of the features. Then
I'm
going to
tell you
our
two features that I like.
Okay, that's the word.
Firm but soft. Okay,
that's actually hard to explain.
Yeah, it is hard to explain. It takes the best parts of memory foam and the best parts of traditional mattresses, and it meshes them together.
I think this is how I explain it, because I was thinking about this last night. Our last mattress was so soft that it had too much give, so you felt like you sank in. This mattress is firm but has give.
Yes.
That's, I think, what firm but soft means. I don't know how to explain it, but it's something where you feel supported, but not hard.
Right.
It has give, but it's not, you're not sunken in.
Yeah, you're not in a sunken place.
Yeah, exactly. So I think it's like that kind of combination. And I didn't actually know that I always thought I liked or preferred a softer mattress. I don't really. Mm-hmm. So I actually really do appreciate the firmness of this mattress.
Yeah.
And I think the reason why is because I have like
neck issues.
I have neck issues. I have shoulder issues. This hurts. It'd be a lot going on. And when it's too soft, it causes me to lean on my nerve. And that's
and you don't sleep. You sleep kind of like you're falling in.
And that it compresses the nerve. And then that causes tingly sensation. It'd be a whole lot.
Have you had less adjustments since you got the purple mattress?
Well, I've only had it for 2 weeks. But before I went out of town, I was sore, though.
You were like, man. Yeah, I was sore. I feel like you have been complaining.
I haven't
been complaining as much when you
wake
up. It's
been longer than 2 weeks.
Maybe. Yeah.
But I haven't. I did. Normally, I would have to come back, especially because we went to Hawaii. That's a 6-hour flight.
Man.
I have to come back and immediately get adjusted. And I haven't.
I mean, I can adjust you.
Stop it.
But I ain't going to do nothing but blow
you
back.
Okay. What's your experience?
My thing was I have been working out super hard, destroyed Doughboy, too hard, and my back was hurting. And the Ritz-Carlton bed didn't help. And that's an expensive hotel.
It is an expensive
hotel. The purple mattress was like laying in, like, imagine a strong cloud.
That's it.
It's like super soft, but it's like, I got you, boy. What's up? And I'm a big boy. I'm 245, 50, somewhere between there. I didn't check. But it's like a really strong cloud. Like, it's not soft where you fall through, but it's not so hard that there's no relaxation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's like the best pillow became a mattress.
Yes.
And it is worth
that combination. The purple mattress will probably feel different than anything you've ever experienced because it uses brand new material that was developed by an actual rocket scientist. The purple material feels very unique because it's both firm and soft at the same time. So it keeps everything supported while still feeling really comfortable. Plus, it's breathable, so it sleeps cool. You get a 100-night risk-free trial. If you're not fully satisfied, you can return the mattress for a 100% full refund. Backed by a 10-year warranty, free shipping, and returns. You're going to love Purple, and now our listeners will get a free Purple pillow with the purchase of a mattress. That's in addition to the great free gifts they're offering site-wide. Just text LOVEHOUR to 84888. The only way to get this free pillow is to text LOVEHOUR, that's LOVEHOUR, to 84888. That's LOVEHOUR to 84888. Message and data rates may apply. Okay, so the red, yellow, green
frequency was the thing about the libido, the lower desire, higher desire. It's about hope.
Tell me more.
When you're married, and so before our sex life evolved, mm-hmm. I was just like, man, is this what it's going to be forever?
Oh, got you.
Once we started talking about it and discovering new things, I had the audacity of hope. The first time we did something that you had previously been uncomfortable with, mm-hmm. and I was like, ah, now I have something to work with. So I feel like, back to that lady's question, like maybe her husband doesn't go down on her right away. But if he does something that shows that he's on that path, maybe she has hope, and that allows you to be like, okay, we're working towards that. I think, you know, in most things in life, you need to break unattainable goals or difficult goals down into bite-sized
pieces
mm-hmm. that you want to win. So even like with weight loss, like obviously you want to lose 100 pounds or 60 pounds. Mm-hmm. You cannot lose that in a day.
Right.
But what you can do is say, okay, I'm cutting out water.
Right.
And maybe that's all you
Not water, keep water.
I mean, cutting out everything but water. Yeah. Cutting out everything but water. Like, because if you've been eating terribly, to go completely clean, it's so discouraging.
Right.
And that same philosophy can be applied to this. Like, maybe you can't go from completely conservative to complete freak. But if you are taking those
steps. It's unrealistic. I think that's actually kind of what you're saying here, like in a nutshell, is establish realistic obtainable goals.
Yes.
Because to think that the person you married is being very conservative and going completely flip to the other side is an unobtainable, unrealistic goal. And it'll only set you up for disappointment.
Yes. And one thing, like, so with you, you're very conservative. One thing that I had to understand is a seemingly small step for you, it might be huge.
Right.
For you to go outside of your comfort zone with sex. Like, the thing is, man, some of these things, they're ingrained in your personality.
Mm-hmm. Right.
By culture, by religion, by upbringing, whatever that. So when the person is breaking out of that, that is undoing a lot. A core programming thing. And I think the other spouse, because you want so much, when you don't get that much, you'd be like, she did a little something. He did a little something, but it ain't what I really want. But like, man, that might have been like, that person, you know, in your mind, the first time you said something, you're like, man.
That was a huge
I seen step. A penis up close. I like it, though.
You're ridiculous.
I like it to touch it.
I have another tidbit that I wanted to give to the lower libido spouse, and then I wanted you to give the tidbit to the higher libido spouse. And I used to say, I actually wrote this in the book that I have called The Journey to Self-Love. It's available for sale. We have like 5 copies. I probably should order some more.
Or write a new book.
Shut up. But one of the tidbits I had in my Sex Me Over campaign was to...
Sex Me Over.
Who is that?
Tone. He said Make Me Over.
Yeah, I got you.
I remixed it to Sex Me Over.
One of the tidbits I used to tell myself was commit your body and your mind will follow.
Yeah.
And part of the reason I would say that is because a lot of times we think because our body isn't readily responsive to sex, so like we don't have that spontaneous type of sex drive, it's more responsive.
Yeah.
But if we don't at least commit our body and allow our mind to catch up to that, we will have a very rigid sex life. You'll always be saying, I wish I could have sex, I wish I had this, but you're not even doing the steps to allow your body to even respond to get there. Does that make sense?
Oh yeah.
Does that make sense a little bit? Okay, so I guess I feel like it didn't make sense, so I'm gonna say it one more time a little bit different.
We said that you said yes.
I know, but I don't believe, and I want to make sure that it's clear.
It makes sense. Yes, I'm gonna say it again.
I am gonna say it again.
It didn't make sense to me.
It didn't, and I want to make sure that it's clear because you guys are in the room with me, and I want to make sure that our listeners who can't say Melissa, that didn't make sense to me. I want to make sure that they're addressed. So the point that I'm trying to make is that a lot of times, and I'm going to speak specifically for women, sex is more than physical. Mm-hmm. A lot of times it is mental and it is emotional.
Let me tell you something. I'm going to stop you here because this is something I never thought of. We are the type of couple, we take showers before sex. Right. But if you were to jump on me, if I was musty, I would not be averse. I'd be like, I don't know if I should, but I will.
If you were musty?
Yeah. Mm. I wouldn't turn you down is what I'm saying. If you don't feel fresh, you be like, nah, can't.
Right.
Can't do it. So I don't know why I said that. I had a thought, but when you asked me a question, the thought, it jumped out the window.
Okay.
I mean, it's gone.
So the point that
what was your point? Because I had something good. It's gone.
Lower libido, that you have to be committing your body and then allowing your mind to catch
that's
up.
What it was. So when you don't feel clean, you cannot commit your body.
Sure.
Because in your mind, you're like, I'm not presentable. It's a hang up. So for me, I really had to understand, like, for me, like, even if you, it's funny because you don't be working no physical job or nothing, but you're like, I ain't really taking a shower. I want to take a shower. Mm-hmm. And I'd be like, girl, stop. I want to do this thing to your body. But what I had to understand is if your mind's not there, then that experience is not going to be pleasurable for you because your mind is like, I want to take a shower. I don't want to do this. I don't feel comfortable doing this.
Right.
So that same ideology can be applied to other things.
Right. So I want to read this exact because I wrote this down actually because I found it. So I'm going to read it. A lower libido partner who is not yet ready to be intimate but willing to arrive at that place creates more flexibility in their sexual relationship. Mm-hmm. So again, what I'm trying to say is that if lower libido partners are always waiting for their body to respond, they may not ever be sexual. That's the point I'm making.
Yeah.
So if instead of trying to wait for your body to respond and wait for that spontaneity that your body may not just have, like biologically, you may not ever arrive there.
Yeah.
Okay. So instead of waiting for your body to arrive, commit your body and allow it to respond.
So what does that mean then? Like in practicality, commit your body.
Commit. Be accepting of your husband's advances. Mm. Be willing to arrive there. even if in the moment, like upon initial advance, I'm like, I don't really, really, I'm not here. Like, I don't feel like it. My body's not there. Like, I don't feel turned on.
Oh, then
when
it starts happening, you're like, oh.
Right. So what I'm saying is, exactly. So what I'm saying is a lot of times our bodies can get there. It will respond.
The natural part of your body.
Right.
Like the, yeah.
It will respond there.
Yeah.
If you allow it to get there. But if on the onset, you're not like, it's not, those feelings aren't there and you stop there, you don't have that willingness. You don't have that flexibility. Am I making sense?
I remember early in our marriage, there were some, we were going.
I needed you to say yes. I was making sense. Yes. Though. Okay.
I did not say loud enough.
No. I need the confirmation.
I said you made it since last time you asked her and you still wouldn't say any word.
The point, the question, the problem, they are cold. The part of me that is a teacher wants to make sure that what I'm saying is clear.
Yes.
And so that's why I'm struggling. I want to make sure that what I'm saying is clear. Go.
Clearly Canadian. When we were moving from red to yellow, early Kevin Melissa married years, your body would be responsible before your mind was. And you'd be like, yeah, but I'm uncomfortable. And I'm like, but your body is telling me yes. Mm-hmm. And you were like, but I still feel uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. So maybe what happened, I don't know if this is what you do, this is what I'm asking. Did you eventually just be like, let me just see if I can take my mind out of this and enjoy what's happening?
Yes, because if I'm so caught up on like the chores of the day or the bills or whatever it is, my body would be like, right now you're worried.
The kitchen be right. You think about the kitchen?
Child, the kitchen being dirty, the laundry that's not done, the grass that needs to be mowed, your son's homework that he just told me about that's due tomorrow.
Fail elementary school. Grass can grow snakes.
Grow snakes?
It could be that long. The snakes are in there like, man, y'all don't never cut me, but I'm in there getting the draws, though.
Yeah. Well, that my point is for women, so remember we had the example of the ticker. Mm-hmm. This is the example, CNN, that a woman's mind is often like watching CNN. So you watch CNN and you have the big screen and that's like the talking heads. But on the bottom, they're going to tell you about the news that's happening in Africa and China and the stock market and the weather in the city that you're in. And also the weather in the East Coast and also the weather that's in the Midwest and also what the president is about to say in 30 minutes when the State of the Union address comes on.
Yeah.
And so that's a woman's mind. Like, yes, in the moment, you are my big picture, but in the back of my mind is this ticker that is going nonstop.
Yeah.
And if I don't have a way to turn the ticker off so I can focus on you, it's hard for me to, even if my body is like wants to respond, my mind won't be there.
Right.
So I have to physically tell my mind, shut up, turn off, so I can be
get
in
this licking.
So I can be in the moment.
Get this licking now. Shut up. Them dishes gonna be dirty tomorrow. But you're going to be asleep soon if you let this happen.
Shut up. So that's the point, is that we don't allow our bodies to engage because we want our minds to be there first.
Do you wonder if because men, our body responding is such a visual and physical tale that it's a lot more like, oh, snap, I like this. You know what I mean?
What's your question?
Do you wonder if it's easier for men because your penis literally gets hard?
I don't wonder. I think that's biologically a fact.
Yeah. Penises be getting hard and then they'd be like, I'll have sex though.
Do you have something you want to say?
No, I was just curious because it'd be like, y'all don't have nothing that gets hard. Nipples sometimes.
Okay.
Soft mostly.
Hire libido partners. One thing that they can do. So the image that came to mind when I was just researching this is that you can be like on opposite sides of the spectrum. Mm-hmm. That your sextrum, and so there is your libido gap or sex drive gap. Okay,
yeah, come on, remember your terms.
That's why I told you to remember because I knew I was going to forget. So if I'm on this side low and you're on this side high, that's our gap, and you may never close that gap, but you can at least try to move closer to each other.
Yes.
So if I am committed to at the very least being responsive, even if my body isn't spontaneous, meaning Tammy, but she spelled my middle name wrong. So if I'm committed to at least being responsive, meaning no, physically, biologically, my body isn't as spontaneous and like I don't have the libido, the sex drive to match yours. Mm-hmm. But at the very least, when you respond, I am committed to trying to turn my mind off so I can be present in the moment and I can get there.
Mm.
Right. That moves me from here closer to you.
Yes.
And then if you're on this side and you say, no, my wife or my spouse doesn't have the sex drive, same sex drive as me, but I'm willing to widen or broaden my definition of what intimacy looks like. So it's not this rigid view that is just sex, that allows you to move closer to me as mm-hmm. well. And while there may still be a gap, at least it's not this.
Yes. And I think that's the case for a lot of parts of marriage.
Oh, absolutely.
We don't necessarily agree on, like, even for travel. Mm-hmm. Like, I want to travel the world.
Right.
Everywhere. Mm-hmm. I want to go to Anthony Bourdain, you know, no reservations places. I want to go to Vietnam.
Right.
And you were like, this is funny, by the way. I want to say this. You did not want to go to Japan.
No.
I wanted to go to Japan.
Yes.
You were like, if you get a show, you can go. So I had made plans to shoot the show in Japan. I start to schedule it and you're like, I'm finna go with you. I was like,
because you be trying to have fun and you be doing stuff. Y'all was just out of town in Florida and y'all going to see gators and stuff. No, go to your show, go to Florida to perform at a comedy show and then go back to your room and sulk and be sad.
So we on the road for 6 days.
And be sad for 6 days.
You ain't being sad.
No, because I'm here.
You went to a baby shower?
I'm living my life. You don't get to. Away from me.
So what I was going to say is I want to travel. I want to go to Thailand. I mean, I want to go like places. Melissa is a scaredy cat. She's like, what if we get abducted?
No, I don't think we're going to get abducted. I think we're going to get bombed.
Let me tell you what Melissa said. I said, I want to go to Japan. Melissa said, what if North Korea bombs them? What if North Korea bombs us?
But at least we're together.
We would be together in Japan too.
No, because I'm always scared of going out of town or being out of the country and not with the kids. And then
bring them musty kids.
And then we'd be having like all type of like inter-country issues, and I'd just be scared.
The point is,
the point is me. I only do that to you.
I don't get to go everywhere I want to go because she's a scaredy cat, and also my kids are scared. I like roller coasters. Everyone in my family is terrified.
I
would go to Six Flags 3-4 times a summer. I'd go to every roller. My family be like, but it's high.
I make no apologies for it. So I'm scared of heights.
I don't get to go to amusement parks because my family's terrified. But we got to go to Hawaii. And we're going to Japan. And we're going to Spain. So maybe I get to go to Vietnam one day. Maybe I die without achieving my dreams. But at least I'm happily married. But the point I was really trying to get to is life is about compromise.
Right.
Your sex is about compromise. Your marriage is about compromise. The car choices, your money, like there's a lot of things that there are going to be gaps in.
Mm-hmm.
And you might not ever see completely eye to eye on something. We do not see eye to eye on vacation.
Yes.
You would want me to spend less money. I'd want to spend more.
Right.
We meet somewhere in the middle. And you're saving money. You want to save more. I'd be like, but we got to live. We're going to save it all and then be dead. Then what? I'm going to do all this work. I want to range. So we probably don't save as much money as she wants to, but we definitely save more money than I would save. So that compromise thing that you approach with sex is going to be valuable in other parts of your marriage is what I'm trying to say.
Exactly. That was a good point. Do you have any other words?
Penis.
You're a child.
Though I'm a child and I may not know very much.
So I hope that's what.
Vaginal secretions.
Vaginal secretions. Why?
You just want me to say a word. You said you have any more words. I got plenty of words. Great.
So before we close.
Vans.
I was going to say Vans is a much better word than vaginal secretions.
Orgasm.
You're
69.
A literal child.
Licking.
So we're hosting a conference.
Yeah. Come to the conference in Atlanta, Georgia, July
9th through the 11th.
I was going to say 11 through 9.
Registration is available right
now. Tell them where the VIP stands.
The VIP is at like 53% sold out. We have a limited 250 spots available. I think we're at like 130, I don't know.
143?
Something like that. No, it's like 34. Sold out. I'm very excited. That includes the vow renewal ceremony, which I am like super excited about. So make sure that you register. If you want more information, feel free to go to thelovehour.com. We have payment plans, child. Yes, I thought of all the things. I'm so excited. And in the fall, we are also going to do a giveaway. We're going to sponsor a couple to attend the conference. We're going to pay for your airfare. We're going to pay for your hotel. And we're going to pay pay for your admission into the conference. You do have to pay for your food, though. So just, you got to pay for your food, though. So be on the lookout for that. But in the meantime, between time, make sure that you register. You do not want to miss this opportunity to join us for a weekend of fun, laughter, and reconnection.
Amen.
Amen. I am Miss Kev on Stage on all social media. He is Kev on Stage on all social media. And of course, you can follow the Love Hour podcast at the Love Hour podcast. I think those are all the church announcements. Kevin is sleepy. I am hungry. Until the next time, we'll see you on the next episode.
Bye-bye.
Bye.